Russian army medics are on their way to Italy to provide urgent assistance to overwhelmed hospitals as Italy's coronavirus cases climb to 60,000. Dozens of European nations are enforcing more restrictive measures as part of nationwide lockdowns. The German Chancellor Angela Merkel is in quarantine after coming into contact with a doctor who has coronavirus. She'd just announced a ban on gatherings of more than two people, and Spain has extended a state of emergency. But the World Health Organization has warned that lockdowns alone won't be enough to defeat COVID-19. Here's Europe correspondent Bridget Brennan.
From Russia with love. That's the message emblazoned on military planes leaving Moscow for northern Italy, carrying doctors and vital supplies. Italy has also gratefully accepted medical equipment from Germany. The death toll in Italy is nearing 5,500. Italian Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte has now ordered businesses to close. Only those essential to the supply chain will stay open.
During these harsh days, we're witnessing images and news that hurt us deeply, leaving a mark that will stay in our memory forever, even when this crisis is over. Let us hope it's sooner rather than later.
It's Mother's Day for British families, but the UK government urged people not to visit their parents for fear of exposing them to the virus. Like in Australia, pubs, cafes, restaurants and gyms are shut. Now some parks in London are closing as thousands ignore advice to stay away from crowded areas and remain home. London Mayor Sadiq Khan couldn't have been any clearer.
Unless people stay at home, unless people stop using public transport unless it's essential, unless people stop interacting with each other, more people will die. These are extraordinary times. That's why it's really important we all recognise the scale of the challenge and the scale of the ask. Please, please, please stop mixing, stay at home.
In Scotland, the government is telling B&Bs to stop accepting bookings, fearing the Highlands could be inundated with people fleeing larger cities. First Minister Nicola Sturgeon.
Life shouldn't feel normal right now. So if your life still feels entirely normal, ask yourself if you are doing the right things.
Spain is now one of the worst hit countries in the world. Yesterday, 400 deaths were recorded. The Netherlands, Greece, France and Germany all reported a surge in the number of deaths and cases. German Chancellor Angela Merkel has gone into quarantine after being treated by a doctor who tested positive for COVID-19. That news came after she announced that only families and people living together will be exempt from new rules in Germany preventing gatherings above two people. But the World Health Organization says lockdowns won't be effective unless there's also rigorous testing. Executive Director Mike Ryan.
When those restrictions, when those movement restrictions and lockdowns are lifted, the danger is that disease will jump back up. We need to actively search for cases of the virus and we need to test every single suspect case.
There is rigorous testing going on in Portugal on a cruise ship docked in Lisbon. 1,300 passengers are being assessed. The Portuguese government says Australians are among those stuck on board. This is Bridget Brennan reporting for AM.